Alright, let me check DLive. There's currently drilling going on downstairs. Some, you know, mechanical noises. It's gonna be very annoying. Get this light out of my face. I watched Taxi Driver again last night, so you all should watch Taxi Driver if you haven't. Because I was reminded of how good that movie is.
This is telecoms.
Yes. Turn it up. Aight. There we go. We get some music going, and of course, we're going to be playing Minecraft.
I think the seizure fucked up my whole head. I can't breathe out too hard without...
Was it really a seizure?
I think it was a very brief and mild one, but yes.
The French fries are catching up to you. Ha ha!
Yeah, when I overdrive myself on purpose.
I know, I'm just joking around.
Pop out. Hop out, ooh, wop out. They had a whole blackout. Are we getting the 5D talk now? Not yet.
Damn, dude, what happened? He did that thing where you make yourself pass out.
But I didn't pass out. Because my system is too high voltage for passing out, so I just had a mild seizure. Relatively mild, that is.
You bragging?
Because real mild seizures are like micro seizures, when like it's just like a part of your body is like spasming. It was a whole body one, but it wasn't a crazy one, bite your own tongue off. Stop trying to self-destruct. I'm not trying to self-destruct. I'm trying to not be bored at school.
They're completely different things.
Believe me, boredom is much more destructive to my brain.
Minecraft!
I do not gang bang. I'm feeling very good, actually. Despite the seizure.
My brain has been on fry for the past 2 days.
I did a poster recently. For Sophia. Looks very good. And I suppose people are gonna see it soon.
Alright. Yeah, Minecraft is working.
I did not gang bang.
Yeah, what? I'm streaming. Are you gonna do a Leon the Professional-esque takedown of the DNC? The DNC, why am I not...
Did the doc say why it happened? Oh, I didn't go to the doc. It wasn't like a crazy one. I just did the thing where you attempt to pass out on purpose. I didn't. Wagwan. I took a cold shower at 10 p.m. last night.
How'd that go?
Well.
Thank you for the diamond. When's the next video coming out? August 31st. The script ain't even done yet. You know, I like to do everything in the last like 6 days of the month. That's just how I work. I can't get myself to do anything unless the pressure's on.
Who can it be now?
Oh yeah, that reminds me, I got an elytra from Swam,
Used.
that is.
Who can it be now?
Ah, okay, it's staying here. Change the staircase in this whole area. Basically, mobs can't get in anymore, so I don't have to deal with them. It's nice.
Is very nice. Things have been nice as of late. Although very tiring. Been taking cold showers and going to the gym. We are taking a toll on my body. But it's very good.
Oh, how does a creeper just spawn in there? I'm gonna need to start putting torches within the
Churches.
torches.
Who could he be now? Want to hear how Trevor Noah's book sucked? Do you need confirmation?
Yeah, you found out. I think that's just kind of a given. Would you think it'd be good?
Why would they ever write something good?
It's supposed to be garbage. It's supposed to make you want to kill yourself. I don't know why they'd make it good. You're not supposed to be out here, man. I'm gonna have to kill you. Things are out of control. I'm just gonna go back inside my house. See ya. Yeah, I changed the staircase because they look like trash before.
So, are you going to try and red pill your classmates? Hell yes, man. Red
In
pill
my
all.
online classroom, I'm gonna red pill everybody.
That's the living. You gotta red pill everyone.
What are you doing if you're not just putting like irrelevant stuff into every conversation? That's not
Politics
even.
assumes my every movement.
You're not even alpha if you can't slip that into every conversation. That's just how I see it, you know.
Hey, Sophia, is that one of the shirts that was banned? What shirt are
Yes.
you wearing right now?
Wearing Public Enemy.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, they're gonna come back, by the way, Chris.
They are coming back, and they're coming back soon, and they're coming back. There's more of them. And the delivery method's gonna be cooler. It's gonna be more spiffy this time around.
Yeah, and it's gonna be more stable.
F bonfire. That's what I'm saying. Right. This is out of control.
Switch to carnivore diet goes well with the cold showers. I hope to do that soon.
Victor, yeah, Victor is actually able to do that, so you should utilize that opportunity. And I got a
I
new
could eat
horse.
shit and survive. I'm basically indestructible. So I can do yeah, but Sophia she can't do anything 'cause she dies.
And my parents won't let me either because I'm gonna die, or my parents are like, nah, you shouldn't do that. That's weird. You're supposed to eat garbage. That kills you. Don't be a weirdo, Sophia. And yeah, I made this enchantment house that looks terrible. It's an eyesore.
But yeah, I can probably do a carnivore diet. And I should try it. Well, when I can, I will do that.
Link the Metastrophilia post in all of your online classroom boards. That's probably who needs to hear about it the most is teenage boys.
Yeah. I probably should reiterate it in a way that is less alienating. Cause I say it in a pretty damn.
I've told it to a couple of, like, teenage boys already, and they understand it. They're like, yeah, I actually understand that. I get that. That explains a few things. Like, so it's definitely like palatable. You just need to put it the right way, you know. So have you ever made your own silk screens before?
What's a silk screen?
My friend had you as his lock screen, and my teacher said you're a fascist and a bad influence. Yeah, of course the teacher said that. Oh, I hear phantoms.
One point that I didn't expand on very well is why it is that masturbation is inherently shameful, and I figured it out, I think, later. Which was that masturbation is for the person who could not get a mate, and you only are unable to get a mate when you are incompetent. Therefore, when you masturbate, you're automatically you're setting your body on incompetent mode. You are telling your body that you are incompetent. So it's shame.
Well, it's the same principle with looking at pornography. Yeah. Like, if you were successful and you had a mate right now, you wouldn't need this.
Victor, do you still do all arms? I never did that. I alternate. Legs and arms. Although my hand is kind of fucked up at the moment, so I might skip arm next week if it's still fucked up. And I didn't go yesterday or the day before because my friend wasn't going.
I forgot to even post a link on New Project 2. I'm lacking right now.
Retard?
It's still like 39 people though.
Yeah, okay. That's how you make t-shirts by hand. Oh, okay. No, the thing is being set up. I don't even know. Awesome, Victor. You like it. Still can have coffee and cream. Yeah, I'm not much for either of them. I can just literally live off meat and water. I don't mind that much.
I'm not super infatuated with food.
Yeah. I think I like people better than anything else.
Yeah. You're not supposed to care about, you know,
yeah,
other things.
As long as I can talk to people, then I'm fine. And even if I can't, I guess I'm good with anything. I guess I'm going Boethius mode. But, yeah. Fasting is really easy on carnivore. 2012, like, the only reason I eat so much is because my grandfather makes it, like, readily available. Because in 2012, like, I had to make my own food, and I just ate, like, 25% of what I used to eat. Just because I didn't feel like it. I just didn't eat. Like, I wasn't starving myself, but I got thinner, like, very fast.
Yeah. I'm really, I think, yeah, you lose a lot of... Because there's in foods that are messed with by scientists. They like to get their fingers all up in your food. It's stuff there to make you more hungry and, like...
They stretch their turgid fingers right in, up into your guts.
Yes.
Give you all kinds of weird...
Yes, so when you're not consuming that, you're just... Your appetite is probably a lot less, which is more natural. Who? Center of the world.
You're built for, eating a fucking raw rat and then living for 7 hours. Like, running around or something like that. Bear Grylls style.
So a lot of people on the server right now. It's good.
Last week I was doing the proper training shit at the gym, but...
Oh yeah, I want to show you guys what MM910 did.
But this week, my friend looked at the shit I was doing and said, nah, you can do more than that. So I just started, whatever I saw in the paper, like, you're gonna do, like, three weights, I just put four. And it's doable.
There we go, Quasimodo.
Quasimodo?
Yeah, that's the second thing MM910 built after the Doom album cover.
Lord
yeah.
Quaz? Cool.
It's really tall. I always like put lyrics at the
bottom. Builder, geez. Hey Vic, can you speak up a bit? Oh, I'll turn my audio up. Oh, never mind. It's 100% up already. One meal a day, meats and eggs. I'm not sure about eggs. That is not pure carnivore. If I'm going, I'm a I like extremism. If I'm going for carnivore, I'm going for carnivore. Yo, Sov, have you made a vid about nihilism yet?
Why? In what light? I think
Make
I have
nihilism.
talked about it here and there, how it's meant to just shatter you.
Yeah, but why would you address nihilists in a video if they believe that there is no finality to life, then there is no finality to watching a video, much less to, taking in the points said in such in said video.
All
So
the
fair enough.
nihilists are dead, as far as I'm concerned.
Spiritually, they're
There's no
dead.
living nihilist. Logically, they'd all kill themselves by now.
So they're lying. The ones that are alive are lying.
Christina's asking to join the stream.
Yeah, you can put her in. Oh shit. Wait, is the call still? Okay, perfect. Pass the fuck out for an hour. Remind me that I don't actually want to die. Nihilist genocide, who's up? I never fasted. I wonder what it's like.
Yeah, me neither. I That's crazy to think about, that the longest time you've gone without food is probably less than 24 hours. You're just
Sort of get
constantly
natural, I
eating.
guess.
Yeah. And
Well, I don't know what to do about it.
you're supposed to be in a state of mortification often. Like
I know,
do stuff like fasting.
I'm pretty detached from food. If
I'm gonna
like.
go out and just adventure. Should I take my horse? Nah, it's gonna make things harder.
If someone tells me like, oh, you can't eat cake anymore, I'm fine with that.
I'll go that way this time.
Just detaching from pleasures and shit. I don't get. My grandfather likes to watch that fucking fat people show, Deathly fucking something, where they all die. Something like that. It's just
Deathly
fat people
something
trying
where
to get.
they all die.
They just it's just really fat people and they're like addicted to food and I'm really glad I'm not that.
It's really disgusting to
Yeah.
witness.
I don't get it. Like, it doesn't upset me. What food would I be upset that I can't eat anymore? Like, even the shit that I like, I don't mind not eating anymore.
Again, don't be a worldly person. It just makes things harder for you. Gotta get detached
Like,
from that.
meat is probably my favorite thing, and carnivore allows me to do that, so I can just live off of meat easy. The fat on a steak, God Almighty. Oh, sweets. What the fuck? What candy? What's a good candy? No, it just feels like,
Damn, this is
I don't
annoying.
know. Chemical goo in your mouth. A lot of candy feels like that.
Oh, I see what this is. Okay.
The only sweet stuff I eat is like shit my mom makes.
Damn, that's loud. What kind of. It's down there. Ooh.
Liquors? I've never the where I come from, there is no such thing.
Isn't licorice like Twizzlers?
Yeah, I've never seen one in my life.
Is the same thing, right?
Don't
Let's
know.
build a boat. Yeah, Twizzlers are licorice.
That is, oh, that I tasted them when I went to the United States, and it's like the best, the worst candy I ever tried in my life. It
Damn.
tastes like fucking rubber.
I don't know how candy can
So
be that
bad.
different from country to country. Twizzlers are fine.
It just tastes like putting plastic in your mouth. That's how it felt for me.
I think of like shit that I like eating that I know is garbage, like Doritos or burgers. Well, burgers, meat. But, you know, the fucking, like, salad. I'll miss salad. That's how fucking gay I am. If I go carnivore, I'll miss salad. But I like Doritos.
That's understandable.
Doritos and Pepsi and salad. That those are the three things I'm gonna miss, and I'm fine with not eating them anymore. You know why? Because I'll be eating fucking steak, man. That's way cooler.
We feel better anyways, so.
Yeah.
Like, the week or two that I went completely without sugar was, like, kind of dope. I was getting up at 5 every morning and, like, making music. And it was school days, too, so.
I feel hunger pains right now. That is true, response. So, how is your 1022 fund going with your new project funds? You can probably buy, like, 5. What is that?
I don't know.
The fuck are you talking about, Master?
This is a ship.
My longest fast was 4 days. It's the best because you get perfect nutrients from your fat and go super high functioning.
Someone drilling my butthole right now. Man.
Is there a bad candy? Hell yeah. There's fucking plenty of shitty candy, man.
A lot of chocolate candies are just kind of trash.
Yeah. I literally rather just eat fucking chocolate. Why would you need a variant?
Like, M&M's are not good.
Entirely. I could lose chocolate entirely, mm-hmm. and I don't think I would miss it.
People, I'd miss chocolate.
I don't think I would. The only thing I like is like, just like people. I don't give a fuck about inanimate things. That's sort of what initially got me off the fucking, we're just a pale blue dot in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, yeah, the rest is just fucking rocks. Fuck you.
Well, because it's.
I never was fascinated by science. Because when I was young, I was like nerd type, retard.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't identify with any other kid that was like that because all of them like thought like planets were cool, and I was never fascinated by the science shit because it felt like nothing to me. And when I did get like, when I started learning about anything for real, it was about psychology because it involved people. But I can't give a fuck about planets. I cannot give a fuck about physics. I can't think about it. Or chemistry. It doesn't concern me at all.
Yeah. And it's not like you're supposed to be interested in it to all the cool nihilists out there. Like, your earthly, like, material things are not even supposed to be interesting, but you should be interested in, you know, people and helping them.
I think that,
because that's eternal, like, you know?
Being, like, atheist is almost, like, the same thing with, like, choosing a political denomination. Because people will just base their interests off that. And, like, that science stuff is a thing that you can see, like, among a bunch of atheists.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as they become atheists, they're like, oh yeah, like, science, and, like, planets.
Yeah, you need something to, like, fill the void.
Yeah.
But, you know, once you discover other stuff that, you know, like, astronomy and that sort of, like, planets and stars, it suddenly becomes way not interesting in comparison.
Yeah, astronomy always bored me. I was never into science. The only reason I fit in with the retard crowd was because I liked video games. And that was it. I didn't like rock music, I didn't like astronomy, I didn't like any of that shit. Victor, when you do a really hard workout, go home and meditate. I'm not fond of the idea of meditating, to be quite honest with you.
I could never do it.
I can't. That's too, I don't know. That's not for me. I'm too electric. When I'm tired, I want to fucking lay down. I don't want to fucking
have to, you know. It's
focus.
Not. Yeah.
And
you're either awake or you're asleep. I don't want to be like in between. Yeah.
No rock music. At the time, I didn't like rock music. I do now. I don't talk about it though, because I think it's retarded. I think talking about music in general with on the internet with strangers.
Yeah, it gets really gay really quick.
If that's the only thing that is connecting you to someone, it's fucking retarded and boring. Who doesn't like astronomy? Me. I don't give a fuck about the solar fucking planet. The solar planet? Yes, the solar planet. I do not give a fuck about the solar planet. Astrophysics is mind-blowing? Yeah, thank you, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
We're just a piece of stardust in the middle of so many galaxies.
So weird how they talk about it. Anyway.
Yeah, all the, like, documentaries you watch in science are like, we're so small. That's all they ever talk about, really. Dude, like, look at these size comparisons between our planet and then a galaxy, and then look, we're just a little tiny pea.
A 10-22 is a rifle. Well, if I ever start, like, getting my hands on a gun, I'm not gonna stop at one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably getting, like, a dozen. The moment I have one, I want to have fucking 15. Just like children. Children are like guns.
How much for all of them?
Yeah. Children and guns are the same thing to me. If I get one, if I am able to get one, I want 15. You'll get used to no salad. You don't need it and you feel better. You're not rooming in animals. Much harder to digest plants.
Well, yeah. Because plants release toxins because they literally don't want you to eat them. Because animals already have a defense mechanism, and that is while they're, like, you know, living, it's hard to catch them and kill them. Plants can't move, so they just release, like, toxic stuff and hope it kills you.
Bust a toxic nut in your mouth and eat them. However, I still like fucking tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's gonna be tough.
I don't know why, but tomatoes always made me gag.
Tomatoes and lettuce? I fuck with that.
I like lettuce and I like broccoli.
Broccoli? Fuck. Oh my god.
Broccoli like with tough. Butter? Oh, it's so good.
I don't like broccoli.
I didn't get it with but I never eat broccoli with butter because I'm not rich. I'm not a millionaire who lives in a modernist house.
It's just like whenever you just like you boil them and then when you put like butter on a pan and then you just like put them on the pan with the butter and then it tastes really good. I think I think if I had to make broccoli myself, I would never eat it because I hate the smell of it while it boils.
It kind of smells like fart.
Yeah, I only eat it as long as somebody does it for me because I'm not gonna boil that.
Oh, meditation seems very boring, and it's not something that I'm the kind of person to do. I'm too hyperactive for that shit. If I'm gonna be doing nothing, I'd rather sleep. And I don't see what I can get out of it either. Like, what do you get out of meditation? Like peace, inner peace. I already got inner peace. I can be fucking vomiting and I have inner peace.
Just for people who are stressed out.
I suppose. I don't get stressed out though.
I think it's for like when I hear meditation, I think of like 30-year-old people who work office jobs. That's like people who need meditation.
I think people stink. Fat 30-year-old woman. I really rather kill myself than be one of them.
They do like yoga and then they meditate.
And their pussies stink. Those are the three things they do. Yoga, meditation, stink. God, man. I fucking hate. Maybe it's like from growing up with just my mother and her being really annoying, but 30-year-old women disgust me so much.
They are all like your mother. Like, because that's who they all are.
Nowadays, yeah. Like, no kids are, like, single mother and,
We should be a single mother. My mother is probably like your mother.
Fucking hell, man. Barefoot 30-year-old women. I gotta kill myself. Sophie's poll is not interesting to you. I haven't gone on poll for a while now. How about you, Sophia?
What?
Master Magooku
is
poll still not interesting to you.
Still not interesting? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I used to... I think the last time I went on it was in, like, fall 2018. It just, like, subconsciously, I just stopped choosing to go there. It wasn't even a conscious decision at first. It's just, like, I stopped choosing to go there, and then I picked up on that later. But I think I just realized that there was nothing left there for me.
Old got invaded by trannies trying and failing to run their own psyops, so stop looking there. I'd say they're succeeding.
Yeah, it got disinteresting.
For the moment, because, like, the people there right now, is, you know, we're outside of this, we're outside of
damn,
the election
I'm finding
cycle, so there's
nothing.
There's not that many people around, so there's less focus on keeping it good. No, like, the people there are just there because they have to be there. They're not there when it's good, they're there, you know, out of a sense of, because they have nowhere else to go, so they're not holding poll up to a standard. They're just there because they can't go anywhere else, so they're not making it any good. And the other people there are trannies.
I think the most of the people who are still who are not trannies are like people who don't really have like any friends or like
yeah.
So, yeah. Like, and I don't mean that like to like make fun of them, but it's like it's the only reason they still go there. Because they don't have other people to talk to, and they feel a sense of companionship with the people there. Because they all have the same opinions and the same memes and whatever.
And they go there because they don't have anywhere else to go.
Yeah.
Swam asked, Vic, why are you giving up vegetables? I'm not giving up vegetables yet, but I might in the future.
Christina, are you still pissed at me? I have no idea who you are.
Are guns illegal there, Vic? Yes, they are. Butter is fine with steak. Hey, as I said, if I'm going carnivore, I'm going carnivore. No lukewarm. There's no lukewarm anything here.
Hey, if you're going carnivore, you're not going to eat butter anymore?
I'm not going to eat butter anymore. I've never eaten butter. I'm not rich.
How is that even a thing? How is that a rich people's stereotype?
Because poor people eat margarine like me.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, I guess.
Meditation is just a calming force? I don't want to be calm. Fuck that.
Margarine.
In the sense, like, I'm not
like,
nervous.
Like, if you're already able
they're
to
anxious.
Do what you need to do at your office job, and when you come home, you want to be chill and, like, slump out on your couch and, okay, meditate, but we're not, we got stuff to do. I need a greater sense of urgency. I don't need to know how to chill
that
out.
It depends on what you mean by calming. Like, if you're, I don't get anxiety. I don't get nervous, so I don't need that. But if that's what you mean by calm, then I already got it. But if you mean calm as in like laid back, I don't want that. I don't want to be laid back.
I'm already too sleepy to meditate.
I don't like chill. I've never liked chill and cold and cool. If you do ever do it, just let flex your back, let your head fall and focus on your breathing only. Yeah, but that doesn't make me think well. It makes me distracted. Because I think better, like, awake and aware. And I do a lot of good thinking in detorment. So I need to be exposing myself to stuff. It lets you think without handing to focus on your surroundings at all. No, you can derive a lot of good shit from your surroundings. I don't want to put that away.
I cannot focus on my school classes. Why would I be able to focus on my breathing? Even more
stable
boring.
Calm? I'm always stable calm. Even when I'm mad. Meditation seems cringe. Yeah, I agree with you there, Swim. Sophia, have you been baptized yet?
Nope, because it's not that time of the year. But trust that I'm getting arranged. Getting it arranged.
Yeah, you can only get that, like, around
Easter. Yeah, and it was a few months after Easter that, you know.
We made it happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you're anxious, then I get a meditation, but I'm never anxious or nervous. I'm always pretty Okay.
Dang, this is cool.
If you adopt a multitude of children, does that then give you the right to masturbate profusely? No, because you're not creating new life.
You're only supposed to get that when you create new life, not even if you already did, you don't get that.
Even if you have had like 15 children, you still shouldn't masturbate. Period. Just because it does you harm. I suppose the closest thing I'll do to meditation is pray to God if it counts. Yeah, that's cool. That's thinking. That's how I think, at least verbally. So if I pray to God, then I will be speaking, at least mentally.
That's pretty much that's the only form of meditation that I'm doing, is just reading rosary stuff, whatever.
Is it true girls are the only source of depression? I'm not sure about depression. I'm not sure that's the case at all. I think it's the sadness that comes from that sort of shit is motivating. I mean, if you're not retarded, it's motivating. Because if you are upset about relationships in general, that means you're taking it seriously. If you are, completely detached, then that's probably not good. So, yeah. I mean, men especially, they get upset at women quite often, but it's for because that's the thing that makes your kids, man. So you probably should be concerned. Otherwise, you might not get kids.
When I was young, I used to be really scared of of dying, because I found out there was a thing, and I was just scared I would die at any moment. And whenever I had that type of anxiety, my grandmother told me to just pray the Hail Mary until it went away. And I think that's the closest to meditation I ever got and will ever get.
Cool. So Vic, are you guys going to church yet? I am not, but that's not only is it because it's incredibly inconvenient, but also because it is impossible, because there are no Catholic churches near my house. Despite me living in a very Catholic country, I live in a little enclave of evangelical rats, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Well, now that I'm doing online school, and my parents want me to get out of the house on a regular basis, I probably will start going.
Yeah. And Sophia will also get her... catechism. Sophia will get that, so she will be going to church already for that. Did they call you Black Cat, by the way?
No.
How long should the stream go?
I don't know. How long have we been going so far? Let me check.
Only 40 minutes?
38 minutes.
I think we can go for more an hour. How about that?
Yeah.
Cool. My hand hurts. I'm currently unable to use my left hand properly.
What kind of exercise?
It wasn't exercise, it just hit my hand.
Oh. Ugh. Something I find interesting is keeping Sunday holy, not doing any work on that day. That used to be a thing. Where places were closed on Sundays, and now people just disregard it entirely. But that's one of the commandments.
That's still largely a thing, at least where I live.
Hmm.
It's very hard to find places open on Sunday.
That's cool. In America, it's not the case at all.
But I guess it's because America is like Protestant. And that was something I've learned in history classes, that like the British were the first ones to be to like jumpstart the industrialization stuff, because they were they were not Catholics, because Catholics would rest in sin, and they couldn't go as.
That's so weird. Like Yeah, let's just dispose of the whatever. It's not convenient. Let's just get rid of it.
Let's rush it, and then we have, you know, children getting fucking stuffed into big machines. Don't rush it. Be patient. You know, and because the children were, getting stuffed in big machines, and, you know, getting losing their hands and shit. Because that happened, because the fucking Prats rushed shit regarding industrialization, that kickstarted communism in Britain quite a good bit.
Because then you misplace the cause of it. They're like, oh, well, this is related to production, so this is a capitalist thing. So maybe we should have communism instead.
So if you have clouds set on off in Minecraft.
Video settings, graphics fancy.
Clouds on.
Clouds fancy. Okay, there we go.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, I'm gonna die.
Hey, Vic, what are the advantages to carnivore diet? I'm looking and changing my diet to ease my illness. Well, if you have anything like autoimmune disease...
Then the carnivore is like, no, there's no question that you should do it.
I'm not a specialist by any stretch of imagination, but look up, what's her name? Michaela Peterson.
Yeah, Michaela Peterson.
I read an article about a carnivore diet making your genitalia smell bad.
Who wrote it?
It was like this woman that tries out a bunch of diets to find out like which worked and which didn't, and she complained that it made her smell really bad, really fishy.
Jeez.
That's a funny thing to put in your article. Also, my genitals smell super bad right now.
I'm not trying that one.
What's the best thing you all did all week? Probably the poster. That's probably the best thing I did.
I haven't really done anything except wake up late every day. What's the best thing I did all week? I don't know. I've done nothing.
So if you should, what am I? In Poland, everything is closed on Sunday, and people look.
Did I make the commissar design within the last week?
I think so.
Okay, that's what I did.
Sophie should look into the esoteric meaning of baptism, the palpable reception of the Holy Spirit during contemplative prayer.
That's something. That's the scene of Jesus getting baptized and the heavens opening up and the whole Trinity being there. Where the Father speaks to him, and then the Holy Spirit descends upon the Son. That's like, I like thinking about that stuff parallel to dimensional theory.
Yeah, shit.
But yeah, like I'm trying to conceptualize what exactly the Holy Spirit is while I read.
Sophie should look into it. Yo, Victor, if you could go back and meet one person, not Jesus, who would it be? The first thought I had was Hitler, but that's not it. What the fuck? What did I think of?
I swear that's not it. Oh, damn, it's raining?
Oh, no, I'd have to think. I don't know. Let me think of somebody cool from the past that I wish I could talk to. I don't know. Quite difficult to think about that. Do you have any idea, Sophia?
I don't know, maybe one of the popes or something like that.
Maybe like one of the founding fathers to tell him like, dude, don't do this.
Well, if you could actually influence something, that's a different story.
Yeah.
I thought just talking, but yeah. Cause I always read that, and they, the founding fathers like seemed to be on a lot of the same page as us, but they were like, oh, we still need a state though, even though we saw how bad it gets, eventually.
I just go to George Washington.
Dude, you have a whole new landmass. You could have just not done that. Oh man.
No, it says meat, so I can kill him. I think I'd. Who would I kill? I think I'd go back and who would I kill? Marx, maybe?
He'll probably stop a lot of deaths.
Yeah. But maybe if it wasn't him, it would be someone else. Let's say the same shit. The devil would just possess somebody else. I have a particular distaste for Lenin for some reason. More than any other dude.
Oh damn, Swam has chronic fatigue syndrome?
I'd go back in time and kill myself.
Think I'm slowly becoming gluten intolerant. Too many donuts yesterday fucked me up today. Oh, donuts. I think donuts are just meant to mess with your systems. But.
Wait, I can go back anywhere? Cause I think I'd go back, like... I think I'd just, like, teleport myself into stage with Obama and just yell nigger at him.
I would meet Obama and call him a nigger.
Cause I kind of feel like if I go back and killed somebody, then the same, like somebody else would do the same shit. And it's not really my place to do that. So I'd probably just do it for entertainment. So I'd go back and call Obama a nigger on stage.
I think I'm obliged to do it for entertainment because if I meet somebody that I actually admire and actually like, I would just like not say anything.
Yeah, Swam has chronic fatigue syndrome. That's crazy.
But there were also John Locke cucks. Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Lenin was a leader of the Russian Revolution. I kind of feel like Stalin was a dummy, though. And Marx was just some guy possessed by Satan. Lenin, however, that one was demonic. It's the same. I guess it's just like, I suppose it's just evolutionary hatred because I have the same disdain for like Gelman and, the nigger who wrote the Fader article and Bernstein. And there's, you know, of course, obviously. You can just see it in their eyes and it makes you angry. The Holy Ghost is the fact that Christ lives inside each and every one of us. Sophia, you know it to be, so look within.
It's this sort of idea where like it gets transferred from person to person as well. Like if there's someone especially holy, like the people around will act like will react to it as well.
Trotsky, I feel like was just a gooby ideologue. He's retarded. Lenin, I think, was like wretched, evil. Which is weird because Trotsky's also one of them. Stalin wasn't dumb, he was crafty in his rise to power, but he was kind of one-dimensional, that's what I mean. Also, before I knew anything about anything, I remember reading his Wikipedia page, and, like, I saw, like, he had a pogrom, like, an anti-Semitic pogrom against Jewish doctors, and then he died right afterwards, and I thought, like, yeah. Before I knew anything at all, before I even knew why Hitler hated Jews, I looked at those two and I connected them.
Oh yeah, there's also times where people get, like, possessed by the Holy Spirit, so to speak, and then they, like, immediately start talking about the, like, greatness of God and like, Christian ideas and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like the culmination of those ideas.
Oh. Maybe that's the orange voice in my head. Turn on VOD replay of live streams. Aren't the live streams available on New Project 2?
Yeah, they're on New Project 2. You gotta pay for them. Pay pig. Damn. Was hoping that was a trident.
Trotsky was more dangerous because he was internationalist. Doesn't that make him less dangerous though? Because the more internationalist, the less efficient their shit is. Because it's impossible to do what they want to do internationally. But if they were to, they could really crush Russia if they focused on that, which they did for a while. They did a pretty damn good job of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Let me get some...
Quorum? Cool. Quorum, man, I think like 2 weeks ago I told Quorum to look into like Aquinas Five Ways and shit. Now he's saying he's absorbing ideas about Catholic original sin from Jordan Peterson. That's fucking cool. Man is fallen, women fuck up everything and don't deserve rights. Yeah. All right.
Nice. Thank you, Quorum.
Nasty creatures.
But I don't think I can put armor on Marrow. He doesn't have an armor slot, you know.
He's a bone horse.
He's a bone horse. He's disabled.
I died once and saw angles and came back with knowledge most people don't understand. I think you're fucking six dimensional. Maybe. I might be wrong about this. But I wouldn't be too caught up in near death experience shits. I said goodbye to my professor today and return to America soon. We're friends. There's a good chance we'll be friends for life. That's cool, man. That's cool. Chris, was it geometry knowledge? Because angles, etc. That's cool. Dimensions.
Isn't that the guy who had, like, a thing with his teacher?
Yeah. Same guy.
Makes sense.
There's a lot of symbolism to be derived from, like, geometry. I would pay attention to that. That's cool. At least I got a lot from it. No, non-believer, dude. I don't believe in people. I don't give a shit if you find it lacking, that's why we need a state to enforce God's law. Eat shit, Matt. You're gay.
Yeah, man is fallen, women fuck up everything and don't deserve rights. Easy. How do you reconcile that with Mary You're existing?
Mad. You're mad.
You can't just pick and choose stuff, man.
You have that's just resentment. I would.
Yeah. Maybe.
You're not motivated by, it's not just you concluding that. There's something else there that shouldn't be there. There's a possessor spirit.
Well, there's currently a mission to make men hate women so that everything, it gets ruined from that. They make you completely forget about the aspects of nurturing and raising children and
There is a difference, a very fine line between healthy woman hatred and unhealthy woman hatred.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not me that created God's law, yeah. If you fucking paid attention, you know.
Wait, I've already explored the area where this is.
Forgive your mother. Yeah, good one, cheese. I was about to say something about that. Cause it reminded me of what's his name? Jesse Lee Peterson says about forgive your father type shit.
I was gonna say something, but I forgot.
I love women, but they tend to not understand me. That's good, Chris. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, women can be quite nasty fucking creatures sometimes, but, don't get resentful. You just don't like the idea of a state, simple as. Yeah, I don't like sin.
Oh, yeah, I don't think the fourth commandment is the one about theft.
Whoa, which one? Which one is it? I might have gotten them confused. Haven't brushed up on my commandments in a little while. Which one is the one about theft, then? Theft.
Alright. Let me find it. The fourth is honor thy father and mother.
Which is still relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is theft?
The seventh. Thou shalt not steal.
The seventh. Why do I have fourth in my head? Is that subconscious? But yeah. The seventh commandment. Don't break it, Matt. As a Christian, what would opinion be on eugenics? Should mixed race kids be aborted? Not aborted.
That ain't right.
That ain't right. It doesn't matter. You can desire to live among your own and protect your own, and you don't want to live around people who aren't like you, but it's not okay to want to, exterminate their children.
Nothing justifies murdering children.
What if the children are the kin of invaders?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. They are now responsible for that.
Yeah, you shouldn't kill them regardless, so you figure out what to do with them, but not kill them.
Yeah, you can deport them and you can send them to whatever you want, but don't
deal with them in a multitude of ways. There's just one thing you can't do, which is kill them.
Yeah, I think you can figure something out.
Yeah, no, but I, you know, because if you say, no, you can't kill them, then it's your job to figure everything out. Same thing with anything else, like, if we don't steal people's money, how will we upkeep a military? Oh, you don't have an answer for everything? Guess we gotta steal now.
I'm getting raped.
Negative meaning.
There's things you shouldn't do. Doesn't matter if you don't see an alternative clearly.
Oh, where do I find culture of girls in an American university? Outside. Kids with serious inheritable disabilities should be sterilized. I'm not against her will, no.
Most children of disabilities can get a rep.
Yeah, that if God fixes that up.
Yeah.
What the f- This is cool. I'm enjoying this.
Look at my dad, Sophia.
Are you done? Anyways, what?
Read my death.
Christina was poked to death by a sweetberry bush whilst trying to escape skeleton.
So, can you explain the Khazarian mafia?
Anything
to be explained?
It's just infiltration.
Yeah.
So that now the Satanists can occupy the Holy Land. It's the long game.
Which I think originally was done to Jews. It's like the Hebrews of the Bible weren't like this. Unlike the Jews of today, for sure. I haven't looked much into that, but it doesn't seem to be the case. It seemed like they were infiltrated by another people. And they were, you know, successfully wiped out. And they want to do that again. Whoever those people are.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, it... Oh, yeah, we mentioned this before, but eventually it'll probably be Asians. As well.
Yeah, probably. So I am considering becoming a $25 a month pay pig. Anyone else tell me if it's worth it? You can join the Minecraft server and you can also check the fucking special videos only available to donors.
Mm-hmm. There's some XP in there.
The Minecraft server is very much worth it. It's very peaceful and everybody.
Yeah, I'm on a lot of the time, so you can just chat with me.
Sophia is mostly on.
Hey, get back.
Whenever she's not obsessed with some snippet of a song.
Mm-hmm. I gotta put this back on the chest.
Israeli universities infiltrated by Marxists, just like USA. The whole university, all academia at the moment.
Not worth attending, not worth immersing yourself in? Submerging more like. But yeah. It's just don't. What can I even buy with my emeralds? I guess I have to find a village.
I think you can trade them with the Nyama people.
Nyama. I'm gonna go find a village.
The Nyama people have like really bad deals.
Oh yeah, can I like lead villagers back to my place and then start like making them into salesmen and whatnot?
I think Swam has that.
Yeah. I need to make like a chamber for them to. Can I lead villagers?
Probably, like slaves or something.
Somebody in chat tell me if I can put villagers on a lead. You have to use boats or minecarts. But it's not like there's a water.
You know. Use a minecart then, and then you have to.
Okay, but it took forever. Whatever. I'll have to find a village.
It would be funny if you could lead them. It would be better if, like, there was an option where you could just, like, give them food and they would like it and, like, go with you.
I don't even know what people are doing downstairs. They're just hammering random stuff, just tearing my house apart.
You're getting rid of the demons.
Mm-hmm. Might as well be doing an exorcism. Alright, we've been going for an hour and 7 minutes, so about 30 more.
Yep. Got him overheating.
Same. I can feel the sweat pooling in my chin.
I need to rest.
No problem, Quorum. Does anybody know the chords of a village?
No.
Dang.
Never went there far. But, Quorum has found a village. I don't know if he knows the chords, though.
Yeah. I remember finding some, but I don't even know what direction or what. You're close to a village, I believe? Okay. The one I went to?
Which direction?
I went, in the direction, like, back of my house.
Victor, what historical evidence is there? The first Christians believed in the ideas which became the... The Nicene? Apostles' Creed? I don't know about that. I have no knowledge on that. I am no scholar.
I'll see if I find it again. Okay, thanks, Swim.
I always write down all the cards I get, like in this doc file.
I got post-it notes, I can just slap it on my wall.
Just Minecraft chords.
I found one village, I'll go check. Okay, cool.
Like, you always write yours, like, on the Minecraft chat, but that doesn't work.
Well, it works temporarily, like, when I need it, you know?
Yeah. But... not forever.
Yeah, because I don't need it forever.
I'll be eating in about an hour, if that's good. I'm probably this exhausted because I didn't eat that much after coming back from gym.
Yeah, you should.
I'll eat in about an hour. Bitch, you know what I do.
I found out the secret, Sinan.
How do I use Elytra? Go up on like a high mountain and basically just run off. Like, don't jump off, just run off it and then hold space when you're in the air. And it should work. I had to kind of get the hang of it.
You will probably die.
Because when I jumped off, it wouldn't, and I pressed space again, the wings wouldn't open. Damn.
Bean and rice power, indeed. I'm not belching tonight because I have not eaten yet.
Ah, my hand.
Lacking the source material.
Oh, was that just a fox screaming? Found the villa. Oh, alright. Give me the cords. Swim cords?
Let me go back to the chat.
X minus 279, okay. And Z532, okay, that's not bad.
Oh yeah, that's true. Boats can move on land.
They can.
You seem tired, Soph. You've been getting enough sleep?
Oh yeah, I have. I've been getting too much, man. I was asleep until like 11.
I was complaining a lot about feeling sleepy all the time, and I solved them that with like sleeping less. Just going to bed like at 1 in the morning and getting up at 6 worked fine.
That's weird. Is it just like adrenaline that keeps you up?
I don't know, because when I was sleeping properly, like 9 hours, going to bed at 10 and waking up at 6, I was tired all day. I prefer to just be tired right when I wake up than to be tired all day, you know?
Alright, minus 279, and then 532.
Luckily, I'm Orthodox. I'm back.
Luckily, I'm Orthodox? Why luckily? Seven hours is normal, but teens need more sleep. I kind of resonate with what Christina is saying.
9 hours is what teens are supposed to get, and it fucking fucks me up. Oh, sorry. And it like messes me up. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did you just apologize for cursing?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's not modest. And I'm trying to stop it.
Okay, you a weirdo. But I respect the effort. You're not annoying yet, nigga. Calm down.
Gotta put the effort in now for the future.
Don't push yourself. Sleep is important for growing minds and bodies, especially in these stressful times in general. I'm having particularly stressful times.
Hello?
If
I have like potatoes and carrots, I can.
I am generally chill.
Oh, Swim is here. What's up, Swim? Make a boat? Doogie. I have one.
Retarded.
You just really slowly lead them on a boat on land?
Yeah.
That's funny. Hey, get out of there. No.
I get pretty good sleep.
Get out of that bed.
And I don't get much stress.
7 hours is normal, but teens need more sleep. Well, 5 hours seems to work out for me, so.
Alright, lead the way, Swam. Oh boy, my boat doesn't go up a level. Yo. Homie, no, homie. No, get out of bed, brother. Come on. What do you want? Can I lead you with emeralds? No. Come on. How do I go up a level in a boat? I can't, right?
He has to place, like, I don't know.
Stairs?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, he's going up.
I just like some water, maybe.
No, my boat. Oh, my boat remains. Place down your boat and try to nudge him into it. Yeah, he got in before, but... Get in. I can't see the boat.
You just left? You rage quit Minecraft?
I was gonna see if I disconnect, reconnect, I can see the boat. There we go. Alright.
Alright.
I think it had been like, almost like 1 or 2 months since I...
Damn, this dude retarded.
And I went there yesterday again. And then, like, on the first thread I saw was like a post about how kids actually love going to school, but they hate school because they listen to rap music. And I'm like, yeah, alright, I don't think that's, don't think I'll be coming back.
Is he getting out of the boat? I destroyed the boat. Cause it's way too low. Like, I can't get him to go up a level. You gonna move though? Boat. Get boat. There we go. Alright, I'm going home with this man. Damn, you can't even. Okay. Well, that's homo. This is far too difficult. Yeah, this town's empty. There's only one dude.
Shit, I might need to fucking nap.
What time is it?
7 p.m.
It's a weekend. You could just, you know, go to sleep.
I'm not stressed. I'll do that. What's up with the title Child Sacrifice? Seems kind of dark.
I always forget the titles that are on there. Seems, why are you like so dark all the time? Okay, yeah, your humor's pretty dark, dude.
Are you like emo?
You're
emo, right?
You're emo, right? Because you like wear dark clothes and you're like depressed.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
I've never seen.
Is this TikTok video?
I've seen the video. Yeah. I'm not sure why it's being mentioned. Been researching Epstein lately?
What's there to research?
Who's Epstein? Watch A Happy World Daddy episode 5. Yes.
Is the proper render out yet?
I am waiting for the proper render.
I really just want to see the graphics properly rendered.
I started watching it and I was like, damn, this is so beautiful to watch like this. So
I want to see my virtual house arrest in full HD.
Yeah.
Ginsburg has pancreatic cancer.
And I care why.
Who's Ginsburg? So, what's your favorite Kickstarter TV 2? Aren't there only like two so far?
Yeah. That reminds me, when is he releasing the rest?
He had like a timetable out with all the months and what was gonna come out.
Okay.
It's like
all right. There's my house. Damn, son.
Can't blame music for stupid. No kid likes going to school. That's retarded.
Music didn't make them hate school. They just don't like that. They just don't like it. Oh my.
No children like school. Every child either wants to jump around or just play video games. Or both.
My hand is getting wonked out from playing Minecraft. I don't know why.
Like pins and needles?
Kinda. It's more like I'm just losing like sensation in it.
Yeah, same thing happens to me when I've been playing like for 4 hours.
But I haven't. I've been streaming for like an hour and a half, and I haven't even played anything today. So. What's up, homeboy? It's so hot, man.
I'm a dropout. Good for you. That's honestly like.
You having a bad Sophia? You asking that to my mom? Have you bought anything with your PayPig revenue? Props? I forget.
Burgers?
Burgers? For Victor? That's how he gets paid for his work? I'm gonna buy probably another laptop someday. Or actually a desktop computer. I used to get laptops because I would literally, like, I would record my stuff with them, so I had to be able to, like, carry the computer around my house.
Plane tickets?
Plane tickets, eventually. That's a good point.
Mortgage and a house?
What's the best way to wake up in the morning? That's what I want to know. I either, like, sleep really late, or I have to, like, blast, like, electronics into my eyeballs to wake up.
Wake up in the morning and you put your pants on. And then you walk to the kitchen.
Then you beat children up.
Why? What the fuck?
Where did that come from?
Your dream.
Oh, right.
You put pants on, then you beat children up. That's Sophia's morning
schedule. Doesn't even make sense.
I literally just washed my face.
What about the $500 RGB LED gaming mechanical keyboard for Pro Overwatch eSport clips? I forgot about that. I bought that with your money. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. So freed up on carpal tunnel again, get wrist rest, ease your wrist, avoid getting permanent damage. Doesn't, like, Charles Carroll advocate, like, the vertical mouses? You know, you move them like this. That's weird. Yo, what's up? Yo, pull up. You got the strap? Did I catch you lacking? We've been going for an hour and a half. That's crazy. And I gotta go out to dinner tonight? To go out to dinner tonight? For no reason? 80% of my timeline is shooter tweets. Anyways, what?
Every Friday night you got something new to do. No. Gotta go out of the house.
Woo! Vertical mice are awesome. What is your take on the Hunt Saw and Piker thing?
Who?
I don't know who that is, man. We gonna eat? Probably a burger. When I go to gourmet Michelin star restaurants, I always order their burgers. Cause that's just what you do. But first I'm gonna take a cold shower, like a boss. Cause it is putridly hot. Oh, man.
Can you hear him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twitter sucks. Really makes me angry to look at. Oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This person better be tugging my foreskin right now. This is... can't believe some people... That better be a troll.
Nigger. I can't even formulate proper anything anymore.
Niggas is gay forever.
If that is not a show...
I feel bad for that person.
Yeah.
You should figure written English grammar before you climb up a rickety mercantile freestanding ladder. Babel was destroyed by people twisting up the correct words in an established language. What are you talking about? Are you stupid?
That's not even it.
That was what happened after.
Sophia.
Is that language got messed up? It's because they built again. They're trying to be like God, you know?
They were trying to.
You're making me feel like I'm smoking right now. Anyways, what are you going to say, Victor?
Begin the poom poom.
Okay. Can do. Yeah, I gotta get out of my room. It's an oven in here.
Me new style is island vibes, man. Relaxing on the beach in Jamaica right now. Me not in Fall River, Massachusetts. Me in Jamaica. Get the boom boom. Me getting the boom boom in Jamaica. Me getting the boom boom in Jamaica. Me getting the boom boom in Jamaica. Yeah, man. Me getting the boom boom.
I have these glasses on right now because I'm listening to scholarly music right now.
The shirt unbuttoned, nice. The sunglasses, nice. The boom boom, nice. We want the children to grow up to be big warriors, man. To be strong, like their father. You don't believe me?
Fuck you. Are y'all ended? We're ending.
The shirt unbuttoned, nice. The sunglasses, nice. Island vibes. Me listening. Me listening good, Anthony. Me brother. You don't tell a Jamaican what to do with it, red man. Blood. Me getting the boom boom in Jamaica. Me getting the boom boom.
Just listening to my favorite song right now. Master Maguku got the most heavily rewarded today. And I'll be back here tomorrow morning. All right. Poom poom's over. Right. Peace out.
Peace out.